listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Happy Monday. Thanks for staying with us on ABQ Connect this afternoon. When you have a person like Mayor Gregory Hull on the phone and you're talking with him about government issues and his city, obviously very proud of the city of Rio Rancho, the city of vision, it's really an intriguing thing to me when he's open to me saying to a guy like Brian Allred, who will be on the show with us the rest of today. Brian, I'm glad you could stay with us. It's intriguing to me when I can say, how do you feel about America Prays and New Mexico Prays praying over your leadership every day? And I'm just encouraged by that myself. Brian, we've asked that of the chief of police, Mike Geyer. We haven't had a chance to talk with Mayor Keller yet of the city of Albuquerque, but I know you're doing the same for him. You're talking with the sheriff's department. You're talking with the leadership in churches throughout the city. It's an amazing thing, Brian. Prayer is really having a tremendous effect in New Mexico.
You know, Jim, it really is. Several years ago, we started a Bible study up in Santa Fe with legislators, and we've covered Santa Fe and the legislature in 24/7 prayer and really seen God do some miracles. You know, we're not a conservative state. Mm-hmm. We're an abortion-on-demand state, but we've seen God really come through. You know, just a year ago, we had 8 Democrat senators that crossed party lines to vote life. Mm. You know, and we that was the night after a prayer rally in the Capitol with 1,000 people. Showed up for a prayer vigil the night before. And, you know, so I try not to play partisan politics. Mm-hmm. I'm for life. Mm-hmm. And I'm for all life, right? But I'm going to pray for even the people I don't disagree with. Because it's Jesus said, if you love those who love you, well, how are you any different than the pagans? Mm. Wiccans love those who love them. So Jesus says, look, if you want to be different, you really want to, you know, manifest the love of heaven, love those that you don't agree with. You know, pray for those who you don't agree with and love those who don't love you. Mm-hmm. And so we've just found so much common ground in prayer. Because I feel like prayer transcends politics and culture and theological differences. Prayer is kind of that common humankind transcendent practice of mankind. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody prays. And we've seen this spike. It's an interesting thing, Jim. So Google Trends said this is the largest surge in prayer searches they've ever seen since they've been tracking trends. Not only is it the largest surge in prayer searching, but they said that for every 80,000 cases of COVID-19, prayer doubled. Mm. Prayer search doubled. Well, we're at 1.7 million now, 1.8. So that means prayer has doubled like over 20 times, the amount of people searching for prayer. And got to do an interview last week on ESPN Radio about prayer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I think people are just hungry, and they're looking for something to put some hope, find some hope. And I think prayer is that thing that gives people of all faiths, but especially Christians, gives us real hope and real courage to know that we're not alone. You know, that there is a God who loves us, who pursued us through his son Jesus, and we can pray that God is just a prayer away.
Mm. Well, I can tell you, my friend Joe O'Neill, who's the general manager of ESPN Radio, he and his brother Brian were basketball players here in Albuquerque, and I can tell you they are both men of prayer. Great folks, so that's neat that they had you on that station over there. Brian, you've now come up with a book, and it's called When People Pray. You've worked with our friend Holden Hill, and you've put together this book. Tell us about When People Pray.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. So it's called When People Pray, What Happens When Ordinary People Pray to an Extraordinary God. And I wrote it out of a place of great personal family pain, mm-hmm. Disappointment, fear, and doubt, and struggle. And that's really where it came from. 4 years ago, my daughter Chloe, she was a track runner, a starting point guard, and I was working for the Billy Graham Association, traveling every week, doing prayer rallies with Franklin Graham. And I was on tour, and my wife called, Mercy calls, and says, babe, can you fly home? Chloe's in the ER. And she'd had stomach pain for about a week or two. But, you know, a 12-year-old stomach pain, you just don't know. It could be a billion things, you know. And so, but it was getting worse. And so she took her to the ER, and then they transferred her downtown in an ambulance. That was pretty serious. And over a period of 6 weeks, went from stomach pain to wheelchair to May 13, 2016, couldn't move the left side of her body, could not open her eyelids, and had complete amnesia. I mean, so her life was hanging on by a thread. I was the only person she recognized. She knew I was Data, but she didn't know her name, didn't know the year, and the top neurologist in the state said that she'd never walk again, and she'd have to learn how to live with level 10 nerve pain the rest of her life, but she'd never walk again. That with physical therapy, she should regain movement in the left side of her body. With physical therapy, she should be able to open her eyelids again, and the amnesia should wear off, because most people recover from amnesia. Mm-hmm. But looking at a very bleak life, you know, in the middle of that pain and hurt and disappointment, and felt like the more we prayed, the worse she got, you know. Mm-hmm. So you just, as a parent, you thought, maybe I should stop praying. Maybe it's like, maybe it'll just plateau instead of getting worse. And in the middle of, you know, my worst day of my life, after the neurologist just said that, Mercy had to go teach a class at CNM. She's a professor of education at CNM. And so she had to, she wrote the class. And so she said, babe, I have to go. I'm like, don't leave, you know. And she goes, I wrote the class. There's no substitute. So let me go give the syllabus and I'll come back. And in that hour, Jim, that Mercy was gone, there at Children's Hospital, I just agonized in prayer, knelt down beside the couch, and just said, God, don't take my baby girl. You know, just please do something. And just heard the still small voice of God ask me to start 24/7 prayer. Said, if you'll start 24/7 prayer, I'll take care of your baby girl. And I was really angry at God. And I just felt like, how could you ask that of me? You know, my baby girl's life is hanging on by a thread, and you want me to start a prayer ministry? Like I'm like the last guy right now
right.
to champion prayer. Because right now, I don't feel like prayer is working. And so I'm not the guy to get up and give the praise report about prayer, because right now prayer isn't working for my daughter. She's getting worse and not better. And you got the wrong guy, Lord. And the Spirit of God wouldn't relent. We wrestle, you know. God's going to win in the end. And fortunately, I made it out of that wrestling match without my hip being put out of joint like Brother Jacob. I surrendered. I said, Uncle. And, you know, God, the call of God was, you know, to mobilize day and night prayer. Every city, every state, every nation till Jesus comes. And I really started crying, you know. And so out of that pain of the last 4 years, and it's 4 years, and, you know, she's still not 100%, but she got out of the she walked out of that hospital 2 days after they said she'd never walk again. So that was a major, major miracle. And so we started day and night prayer here in New Mexico, and God just breathed on it and blessed it. And we saw real answers, tangible answers to prayer. And it spread to America, to 14 states, now 17 states. We launched America Praise, and then it went to 10 nations. So we had to launch World Praise in response to that. And I just think that people are hungry for a different model of unified prayer. Like, is there a model that Catholics and Baptists and Pentecostals and Calvary Chapel and Nazarene and Lutherans and Independents could all be a part of, you know? And this was a model of, you don't have to change who you are, but let's cover the city, let's cover the state, let's cover the nation in day and night prayer. Let's agree on some big things we want to pray for. So it's unified prayer that matters, right? Mm-hmm. Not every church just praying their own thing, but what are some common things we could all pray for to get that unity in prayer over our city and state? So you're Pentecostal, okay? Keep being Pentecostal. You're Baptist, keep being Baptist. No one's going to ask you to change who you are or your theology. But let's come together for something bigger. And so I just find that prayer is the unifying thing, because if you talk theology, forget it, we're divided. Even if you talk worship, you're divided. You know, are you Hillsong or hymns, you know? But prayer seems to be that thing that can really bring a very diverse group of people together, from Catholic to Baptist to Pentecostal to every spectrum of theological streams, and it really makes a powerful impact. So out of my pain, out of my frustration, out of my disillusionment, I wrote this book. And, you know, I just figured that there were millions of people out there that had their own epic battles with fear and doubt and anger and disappointment with God. And, you know, you're trying to serve God to the best of your ability. You're striving to do the right thing, and God feels like he's a million miles away. And you just feel like, God, don't you see what's happening to me? You know, I'm in the middle of a divorce. I'm in the middle of a bankruptcy. I'm in the middle of foreclosure. I'm in the middle of losing my job. I'm unemployed. My daughter's sick. And, you know, don't you care? Don't you see? Where are you? With one snap of your fingers, You could fix all this brokenness, heal all this sickness, right every wrong, and yet for some reason, you choose not to intervene, and I just don't get it. And, you know, in the Bible, I found Mary and Martha had those same fears, those same struggles that I was wrestling with. In John 11, you know, Mary and Martha send word to Jesus that their brother Lazarus was sick unto death, and they said, Lord, please come. John 11:3, Lord, the one you love is sick, and Jesus sends back word, and I'm coming, I'm on my way. And then inexplicably, he delays his trip. Mm-hmm. And by the time he arrives, Lazarus had been dead and buried for 4 days, and he's approaching their home, and Martha runs out and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And, you know, you can hear, read between the lines what Martha's really saying. You know, she's saying, you're a little late, Jesus, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, he's been buried 4 days, so, you know, if you're bringing flowers for the funeral, you're late, you know. And I think all of us have been where Martha was at that moment. You know, Jesus, you showed up too late. My marriage could have been saved. My business could have been saved. My ministry could have been saved. But you just, you know, I prayed, and where were you? And I think we all wrestle with that. So that's where this book comes from. You know, that sometimes people pray and things go from bad to worse. Sometimes you pray and trust God, and yet your ministry still closes. Your dreams still crash and burn. Your company still goes bankrupt. Your marriage still ends in divorce. And your 12-year-old daughter still spends every day crying in pain. You pray in faith, but sometimes, Jim, Lazarus still dies. Mm. And I had to ask myself, you know, is prayer just some meaningless charade? Mm-hmm. Like, if prayer isn't going to change the outcome, why pray? I mean, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Is it even worth it? And so I really was disillusioned with prayer and really, really just struggling. And I just felt like God challenged me. You know, that I'd missed the whole point of prayer. You know, because what if prayer is less about changing outcomes, and I'm an outcomes guy, mm-hmm. and more about transforming hearts? And what if prayer is less about victory and more about learning to surrender to God? Mm-hmm. What if prayer is more about alignment than alleviation? In other words, that prayer is more about aligning, getting our hearts and minds aligned with God's will, mm-hmm. than it is alleviating pain and suffering from our equation. And, you know, what if prayer really is about learning to trust Jesus? It's more about that than it is about getting Jesus to do something for us, because Jesus is not our genie in a bottle. Mm-hmm. God does not exist to answer our prayers. We exist for him. And so that really was a paradigm shift for me, to come to this place that prayer is not about me.
Right.
Prayer is not about my outcomes. Prayer is about Jesus. Prayer is about Jesus. It's more about the object of our prayer than the outcome of our prayer. And the object of our prayer is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was transformational, just to surrender everything, surrender my daughter, my family, my ministry, and just give it to Jesus and say, you know what, this is about you. And I can pray because you're worthy. Mm-hmm. Whether you come through, whether you deliver, whether Chloe gets better, you're worthy of my best prayer. And I love the father in the Bible who comes to Jesus. His son is sick, and he says, Jesus, you know, please, if you can do something, please help my son. And Jesus says, if I can do something, you know. And the father says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And I think we've all been there. You know?
Yes.
We believe that God can do something. We're just not sure if he will do something, right? And that's what the father says, God, yeah, I believe, but help my unbelief. He believes in the power of God, but he's wrestling with unbelief. And what I love about that, Jim, is that Jesus doesn't say, you know what, you're an unbelieving father, so get out of here. I'm not going to help you or your son.
Yes.
You know, he says, you know what, I understand that pain. Come, let me help your son. And I came to understand that, you know, broken faith is not rejected faith. Wounded faith is not rejected faith. That we can come to Jesus with our fear, with our doubts, with our struggles, and he will not turn us away. Because the Bible says he's near the broken in heart. And so as every parent, every husband, every wife, every son, every daughter, every business owner that's ever struggled, you know, we come to this God who loves us and invites us to talk with him and share our hearts with him and our frustrations and be honest. And I think the Bible is a lot more honest about unanswered prayer than the church is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how authentic the Bible is, and I love how authentically Job prayed, God, where are you?
Yes.
What did I do wrong? You know, why did you let these bad things happen to me? And I love that the Bible didn't try and make it sound better. They didn't polish it up. David, God, where have you gone? Why have you forsaken me? You know, what's happening here? I tried to serve you. And Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 20, he says, God, from the very moment I decided I would serve you, you deceived me. And I was deceived. You didn't tell me it was going to be this hard. And Jeremiah goes on to curse his birthday. Cursed be the day of, they brought news to my father that he had, that his wife had given birth to a son.
Yes.
And then Jeremiah is conflicted. But God didn't reject Jeremiah because he was conflicted. And so this book isn't about perfect faith. It's about wounded faith, mm-hmm. broken faith, doubt, fear, struggle, wrestling with God, bringing that to the God who loves us. And seeing him come through in his will, in his way, in his time, in really big ways.
We are talking with Brian Allred. He, of course, is the president of America Prays and now the author of When People Pray, What Happens When Ordinary People Pray to an Extraordinary God. Neat book. And we're going to talk to Brian when we come back in our final segment about the fact that you can obtain this book right now for free. We'll be right back with Brian Allred. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal. And remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Can church still happen when church is closed? It already is. With Calvary Church at Home, all regularly scheduled Calvary Church services are still happening. Our midweek and weekend services are broadcast online at live.calvarynm.church so we can continue to pray, worship, and receive biblical teaching even when we can't gather together as a congregation. So don't miss worship with battle drums. Plus a fresh teaching from Pastor Skip Heitzig on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8, 9:45, or 11 a.m. During Calvary at Home services, you can engage in live chat with Calvary Church pastors. Submit prayer requests and let us know how we can help you with your next step in growing in your relationship with Jesus and people. And if you're healthy and willing, host or join a watch party with five or fewer friends, neighbors, or family members. And join us together for Calvary Church at Home at live.calvarynm.church.
Gonsed Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsed-nm.com. or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Good Monday. Hope everybody had a great Easter holiday. It was unusual. Most of us were used to going to church. We're used to going out to the Lobo football stadium and having a sunrise service. We're used to spectacular services at our various churches around town. A lot of folks are used to marching up to Chimayo and taking a pilgrimage and doing all kinds of things that really get them closer to the Lord. And we've been kind of prohibited from doing all of that. But in the midst, we are still together. We're still fellowshipping together. We're having worship together. We're using technology to do that. And our friend Brian Allred has now brought together a book called When People Pray, What Happens When Ordinary People Pray to an Extraordinary God. Brian, why do you use the word ordinary people? Is there any other kind?
You know, I think that people sometimes think about prayer, right? That I'm not an intercessor, or that's not my spiritual gift, or I'm not eloquent. And so I use that word because I think people feel like, you know, most people pray, but they don't feel adequate in their prayer. And I wanted people to understand that it's not about the eloquence. It's not about the words you use. It's just about authentic communication. Some of the prayers in the Bible are very short. God, help me. God, where are you? God, come through, right? And I think a lot of people want to pray more. They just don't know how. And I think it's beautiful that the one thing the disciples wanted Jesus to teach them was, Lord, teach us to pray. Right? That's the one thing. Of all the things they could have asked him, but the one thing they wanted to know, because they understood what they observed in the life of Jesus, that prayer was Jesus' special connection to the Father that released supernatural power in his ministry. Yes. And they saw that and they said, teach us how to pray. So I wanted people to understand that you don't have to be advanced to pray. You just got to be human to pray. And because it's about God, it's not about the words you use or the form or it's not about any of that. It's about substance. It's about heart. And anybody can pray. If you can breathe, you can pray. And so we wanted to help equip people, inspire people to go deeper in their prayer. You know, they say, most Americans pray every day. Not much, but they do pray. Most Americans pray at least once a day. Mm-hmm. Just to help people go deeper in their prayer life and discover this God is just waiting to be in a relationship with you. You know, prayer's meant to be a dialogue, not a monologue. Right? And we've turned prayer into a monologue. God, give me a bigger house and a better job and a hotter spouse and help me lose weight. And, we're very selfish prayers. So one of the barometers of prayer is, you know, if God answered all your prayers, how different would the world be? And so just to know that, hey, we can pray, we can go deeper, we can become more kingdom-minded in our prayers. Your kingdom come, your will be done as it is in heaven. Learn how to pray kingdom prayers, how to pray vulnerable prayers, how to pray authentic prayers, passionate prayer. And so we want to give this book away. We want to give the ebook away. We weren't supposed to release it until June at a big conference we had planned in D.C., but because of COVID-19, we had to turn that conference from it was going to be at Mark Batterson's church into an online conference. And so we're talking to our publishers, Brian and Marla Hill, Holden Hill at Cedargate. They said, hey, what if we just gave away the ebook for free? And I said, I like that. Let's just bless as many people right now as there's so much prayer. And we believe, Jim, talked to some of the global prayer leaders that are friends of mine who lead very large prayer networks, some of them in 100 nations, 150 nations. We all believe that right now is the greatest surge of prayer in human history. We believe that right now there is more prayer going up to the throne of God than at any point in human history. And we believe that that's going to make a difference. We believe, you know, that volume matters to God, right? He told the Israelites, because your prayers have reached heaven, right? In the Bible, that every prayer goes to heaven and it turns into incense and they put it in these bowls. And when the bowls get full of incense, God pours them out on earth. So volume matters. Unity in prayer matters, and we believe that right now is the greatest surge in prayer. People are looking for resources, and so we wanted this to be a free gift, just to equip and resource people to pray bigger prayers, to pray more outrageous prayers, to pray bolder prayers, to pray hungrier prayers, to pray more passionate, desperate prayers, because we believe that prayer changes everything.
Brian, how do our listeners get a hold of your book?
Three ways. They can go to Amazon.com, download it on Kindle. They can go to the iBooks on Mac, on their phones or laptops, and download it in the iBook store. Or you can go to When People Pray, WHEN, WhenPeoplePray.com, and download it there as well. So three easy ways, WhenPeoplePray.com, the Kindle bookstore on Amazon, or iBooks. We're giving away for free. The paperback will come out. An audiobook will come out in June. We just want it to be a blessing and a gift to people right now during this crazy season.
Brian, a lot of church leadership are listening to the show now, and they might want to get involved with New Mexico Praise or America Praise. How do they get involved with what you're doing, praying 24/7?
Absolutely. Go to New Mexico Praise if they're in New Mexico and just click on sign up or email, contact us, right, and say, how do I get involved? But it's a real easy model. We ask churches to take a monthly day of prayer. So commit to one day a month. That can be the first day of the month, the eighth day of the month, or it can be a day of the week. So maybe a second Wednesday or a third Friday. Take one day a month. You can do a full day or half a day, a quarter of a day. It doesn't matter because we have about 120, 30 churches doing it. So every day is already covered, but just that you would commit with all these other churches that you would take a monthly day of prayer. That prayer would be on the agenda every month, and you would take that day, and then people sign up to pray 30 or 60 minute blocks. Mm-hmm. So somebody prays at 1 a.m., 1:32, and we just get this prayer chain going of unceasing prayer covering New Mexico. And then in America, it's americapraise.org for those who want to get involved with America Praise. But that'd probably be the best way. And they can contact us there through email, phone, but go to americapraise.org or here in New Mexico, newmexicopraise.org.
Brian Ollerid, you're always a major blessing to us. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect, and hope everybody will see us tomorrow. We're going to have Jason Dickinson. He's a pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Northwest Albuquerque. His congregation just paid over $500,000 in medical bills for poor people in New Mexico. And then at 1:30 tomorrow, Bishop Danny Yohannan of Gospel for Asia. We'll see you tomorrow.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.